Welcome to the LifeLink Church podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Guess what? You get a buy one, get one free today. Yeah, actually, Pastor Sheree, I announced that you were preaching today Sunday, and yes, then we got together this week and figured there may be a more fun way to do this morning.
Well, yeah, I think the Lord had had something to do with that.
Well, he typically does.
Yes,
typically
he does. We follow him.
Yes, we do. I hope you're ready to have some fun. We're going to talk a little bit, and sense what God's saying to us, we're going to explore some ideas and thoughts together, but we're going to really let God do something great today. How many of you would let him actually move into to your understanding this morning and rearrange the furniture a little bit?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. We want to welcome all of you who are visiting online as well and worshiping with us in the online stream. We want to say hello to you. Church family, let's put our hands together and welcome everybody on that side of the lens.
We love you. And we have a few extra at home today. We've been praying for all those that have not been feeling well, and you are right there supporting our online campus. So we love you and miss you here, but glad that you are tuned in today.
In fact, we were going to be installing our new team of elders this morning.
Yes.
About
right now, but half of them are right there.
Two of the elder couples are actually working their way through the COVID fight right now. And so we thought we'd just reschedule that to when we could all be back together.
Yep.
So it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am ready, Pastor Dave.
I just like sitting here looking at you. You're pretty. That's what I'm talking about. It's good stuff. All right. We do have some ground to cover. So you guys, y'all ready to get to work? Okay. That's about two of you. We've worked with less before, but not much less. So
I want to get closer just a moment.
Oh.
I do want to get the, there we go.
So, I thought you just wanted to be closer.
Well, I do, but okay, there we go. We're ready now.
What if I want to get closer?
Go right ahead, bud.
Somebody out there just thought, get a room.
That's for the marriage conference.
Marriage conference.
Yes, yes.
All right. Let's pray. God, be with us today. Thank you in advance for who you are and how you work in our lives. Thank you, God, that when we open our understanding to you, you move in by the power of your word and by the work of the Holy Spirit, and
yes,
you do what only you can do, which is exactly what we're looking for the next several minutes. Lord, we intend to encounter you in ways that change who we are, mm-hmm, knowing that you don't change, but we're invited to consider who you are and encounter who you are, and then let that transform who we are. Today, God, that is our intention. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, everybody said.
Amen.
So we're in part two of our series called Outlook, and today we're working through the power of prayer, because prayer really does change things. How many of you know that?
Yes.
So I'm going to spend a lot of time looking at this segment of the auditorium.
I'm going to go over here.
But I feel and see all of you as well. And obviously, we're inviting those of you that are in the worship stream to online to lean in all the way too. In fact, put down whatever is going to distract you. Really grab something to capture notes with. And I'm going to encourage everyone to be ready to write down what God talks to you about.
Yes.
You're going to hear him talking to you today. And so it won't do anything unless you capture it and apply it. Last week, we were working through part one of the series. And we were talking about how, in one of the points, we don't see with our eyes alone. We actually see with our minds. How many of you remember us talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is just spend a minute looking at what that looks like from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I'm going to read the first part of that in two different translations, because there's a nuance set that really helps us see a bigger picture of this. I'm going to read from New International Version first. Verse 2 starts by saying, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Again, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our mind. Romans 12, 2 in the New Living Translation says it this way: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. So when it talks about conforming to the world, we're actually saying we see the patterns and values of the world, and then we adjust our lives to that. And God says, don't do that. Instead, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So God actually works to bring the power of transformation to who we are, in part by changing the way we think. Everyone say, the way I think.
The way I think.
So as we're talking about the power of prayer, one of the things I'm hoping you'll catch, in fact, if you're taking notes, write this down. Prayer changes things by changing me. Prayer changes things by changing me. I've heard it said once before that if you go into a season of prayer and you leave without anything changing about who you are and how you see things, then you weren't really praying, you were just complaining.
That was good.
Thank you. But the idea is when we encounter who he is in the context of prayer, yes, we're not just throwing syllables bouncing around the air. We're actually in connecting with him, with God, relationally. And in that meeting, we see different parts of who he is and how he sees things. And then he says, now you're invited to change who you are by changing the way you think about the things you're thinking about. So that's important because we're starting, and we do this every year. We do 7 days of prayer and fasting.
Twice a year,
we do 7 days, a season of 7 days of prayer. In the springtime or the wintertime, we do 7 days of prayer and fasting. And it's not just because you're trying to find creative ways to lose a few extra pounds. Oh, that won't hurt any of us. Fasting is a very, very important part of following Jesus for lots of reasons, but what fasting is not a hunger strike to try to get God's attention.
Right.
Fasting is not a pity party so God will have compassion on you and feel sorry for you and answer your prayers. That's not what fasting is. Fasting is an approach we take to God that we say, Lord, we remember that you said we don't live by bread alone, but we live by every word that comes out of your mouth. So what we want to do is turn down the volume of what our body is clamoring for, what our habits are based on, so that who you are is more obvious to who we are in who we are as our spirit.
Yeah.
And fasting in part does that. So we're going to do that. We start every January, we do 7 days of prayer and fasting, and then again in August.
Yes.
Because it changes us. And I want to take just a couple of minutes to think through this with you as well. When people change, they're not the only ones that change. God changes regions by changing people.
That's right.
So as we're getting started this morning, Pastor Shereen, I want to put a picture up for you to remind all of us that Jesus is adding or has added to LifeLink. This is who God's called us to be, and this is the footprint he's called us to operate. And let's see if we can see this picture together. If you've been around LifeLink for a number of years, in fact, this was a copy of the map that we got in the very first year we started LifeLink. This was an actual map, and that yellow line is really tape that I taped up on an actual hard copy of a map. And that basically is in response to the vision God gave us to be transformational agents south of 60 and east of 101. And so that's the footprint God gave us at the very beginning of our journey together as a church family. And what we started with, we're actually watching God continue in increasing measure. We had a great start, though.
Yes. Speaking of a start, it will be February 3rd, which happens to be my birthday. We were incorporated as a church back in 2006. So we will be hitting 16 years together, guys. Yes! LifeLink Church is a full-blown teenager. Come on.
That we can drive now.
Yes. And we have seen God do so many things over the 16 years. And we like to, at the beginning of the year, just kind of remember where God has taken us from. If you have been through our growth track, how many of you have been through the growth track? You get the full-blown details.
I love that. There's some people excited about Growth Track.
It is. That's the place to be. If you have not been through our Growth Track, that's where you get to know who we are, how we even got here, and discover how that you can be a part of something bigger. And when we do things together, we can see a region that we just saw change for the kingdom of God. But in 2006, Pastor David and I, you know, we we were originally from Texas, and we were sent here to help another church within the city. And when our time was done at that church, we served there for 2 years. The Lord said, your time at that church is done, but your time in Phoenix is not. You see, we were planning on going back to Texas. We still owned a home. Our daughter at that time was in the eighth grade. When we moved here, and our family was there. But God said, no, I want you to open up a map. And it was this map. We opened up, and God began to pour out a love for the city, the love for Phoenix, the love for the surrounding areas. And he really drew us into the Queen Creek area. And at that time, y'all, there was nothing but cows in Queen Creek.
And six people.
And six people in a dirt road, right? And so we said, okay, Lord, whatever you want us to do. We had never been past. In fact, the area that we are known as Gilbert was just starting and blooming, I should say, in the day. 202 was not even completed. And so we were saying, okay, God, you're calling us to the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. We say yes unto you. And it was that word, yes, that God took both of us, and he began to pour, like you talk about fast downloads from heaven. 2006, we began to pray. We said, Lord, what do you want us to do? He says, I want you to start a church. Now, we had overseers in our life that we ran this through, so we weren't just dropping and not really connecting with people. But one word from God will change your destiny. One word from God will change your life together. Look at somebody and say, let's get a word from God.
Let's get a word from God.
So we did. And it was one day Pastor Dave was going to Albertson's, which is close to where we live, to get some milk and some bread, you know, just the normal day-to-day things. And how many of you know that when your spirit is open, God moves in the ordinary days and can turn things around?
He was sitting at the stoplight of Jacaranda and Alma School Road, or Sandpiper.
At the stoplight, and as he's turning through that stoplight, he didn't run the red light. When it turned green, he turned the corner, and in that moment, God said, LifeLink Church, linking people and God together for life. In that moment, he comes back from Albertson's with the bread and the milk and a vision, and he says, I know the name of the church that we're supposed to start. He tells me, I said, LifeLink? That doesn't sound like a church.
It doesn't.
And he says, that's how you know it's from God. And back at that time, there was nothing about LifeLink or anything like that. Nothing. We Googled it. We did all the stuff. And from that moment, God began to pour out vision for this city. It was Super Bowl 2006. There were a few people that said, if you guys stay in and not go back to Texas, but stay in Phoenix, please call us, which we had already told everybody, we're moving home. But God said, no, we're staying here. So we called a few people and said, we don't really know what we're doing, but God has given us a vision. Super Bowl 2006, in the halftime, yeah, we had to watch the game. You know, we have to do that. Those that were there were 30 adults and 20 kids, a total of 50 people that listened to Pastor David and I with 9 little sheets of paper that we were like this saying, weren't we? Yep. We feel that God has called us to Phoenix. Y'all, we had no money. No outside support that said, we feel that you would be great church planters. In fact, we felt sorry for church planters. We've grown up in ministry, and we just know how hard it is. And if you try to do it on your own, just forget about it. You got to have a word from God. And so we begin to share the word from God, not knowing if these people were going to be with us or not. That was February. Halftime was it the 6th or the 13th or the whatever? I can't remember the exact
date. Something in my mind is 16th.
To show up, you know. God began to move. We had worship. It was, he and I were the band. And my we had one drummer. My daughter and I sang and led worship. And then Pastor Dave would preach, and people begin to have the community together. Small groups are a big deal.
Yep.
And we began to believe God. God, what are you doing? We began to call people not just to have a church service, but to love our city. Because Phoenix, God loves Phoenix. How many of you know that? God loves the area that you live. God loves your neighborhood. God loves the place you work. And he sent you there, and he's placed you there so that you can link people and God together for life. So over the months and the weeks, we began to go, oh my goodness, we need a building, because the people were saying, 90 people are showing up. There's a lot of marks on the walls. So we began to look for a building. No problem. We began to look for a school. And all the schools were full of churches with waiting lists, except for this one right off of Higley. And it was CTA.
Academy.
Yes, CTA. A little elementary school with a cafeteriatorium that kids would eat lunch in. No stage. Little. We had nothing. We had no chairs, no microphones. Y'all, think of nothing but one word from God. So we began to pray. It was a blessing that God opened that little school where we thought, is this what we're supposed to do? That means we're going to have to set up and tear down things? Oh, kid, the nursery. We need little playpens for the nursery kids to sleep in. Oh, we need actual microphones. We need what? Oh my goodness, let's make a list. We started making that list and realized it's going to take some funding for that. So we called on the name of the Lord. Jesus, it's going to take $60,000.
Well, we called our pastor too.
We called our pastor back in Dallas, who pastors a very well-known church, and we thought,
he's got a big church.
Everybody thinks when you have a big church that has lots of money, right? That's not necessarily true. But we called Pastor, which he already knew, because he actually was the one that we submitted this vision to. And he says, I feel that this is what you're supposed to do. So we thought, oh, good. Why don't you take an offering up, launch us out, maybe write a check for missions? Well, the Lord didn't lay that upon his heart.
At all, not a dime.
But tell what he said.
Yeah, so I said, Pastor, it looks like it's going to take about $60,000 to get the gear we need to launch the church. He goes, great. Put an insert in the bulletin, and the people will actually respond to vision and bring the money in. I said, Pastor, I didn't say 6,000. I said 60,000. And about at that time when this was happening, there were probably about 50 or 60 adults. So we hadn't grown to 90 yet. So it was in the beginning stage of that. He said, put an insert in the bulletin, people respond, and God will bring the money to you through the people. I said, Pastor, I'm talking about $60,000. He said, boy, put an insert in the bulletin. You know, when your pastor says boy, especially if you're from Texas, that means something. Don't say it again. Just go with what I'm saying. You know, how many of you realize there's a benefit to being led?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let that sit there just for a second. There is a benefit to being led.
Yes, there is.
Our nation has lost sight of that, by the way. The culture around us does not value being led. But there's a vision. There's a benefit to that. So we put an insert in the bulletin, and in the next just couple of weeks, $80,000 came in through a very small group of people.
Not 60, but 80. Let's give God a big hand for that, y'all. That's a miracle. You see, if our pastor just wrote a check, that would be $60,000. But God wanted to prove to us that he's in charge of this church. We don't need to look to any man for anything. But we look to God, and he will be the provider. Y'all, it was a miracle. And so we began to get the equipment, the things that we needed. We stayed in this little elementary church, that's what it was.
I think you just said that.
We were in that school for 5 years. And many of you helped us set up the church every single weekend. We grew to have a Saturday night service, two Sunday morning services, and we outgrew that Little Elementary School, and then we found Perry High School. How many of you were at Perry High School with us? All right. Perry High School, we were still setting up and tearing down, even though we actually had a great auditorium to work with. And we were there for 2 years until God led us to this place. And this place was a mountainside fitness gym that had been vandalized and set empty for 3 years. When you walked in this place, it was crazy ugly inside. But God had a plan for this place, and God used many of you and a wonderful architect that is a part of our church, and God renovated this place to where now that we call this place home. And God, that was over years, and all through those years, y'all, we were believing God for miracles to happen. We still didn't have that outside funding. We still didn't know what we were doing, really. No joke. We have been in ministry all of our life. But when you birth something and you begin to go out and walk, get out of the boat and walk on water, signs, miracles, and wonders started happening. And when you start putting those things in a box and start trying to plan things, God's like, hang on, I want to do my own work. I want to do a little messy here, and I want to begin to heal people, set people free. I want to begin to pour money in that will surprise you and throw you out of your mind.
Yeah, it's true. And by the way, for those of you that are wondering, we're not taking an offering at the end of this.
No,
we're just going through the steps. And money's a part of how God designed life to work. The scripture is very clear. Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart goes with it.
That's right. That's right. So, and when you serve God's, what he gives you with an open palm. We never say this is our church. These are our people. We train our staff. It's the Lord's people. It's the Lord's church. We never take ownership at all. And as long as we do that and we submit it unto the Lord, his blessing and his favor come. Amen. And that's the, look around. That's the reason why you're here today.
Yep.
You have been sent by God. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
Come on,
that
you guys.
One.
That's so good.
Amen.
You know, As we're celebrating this, let this resonate in your spirit, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why it's so important that from time to time we go back through this story again. Because God is the one who takes, all he works with is yes in our
yes.
spirit. We give him yes, he does everything else. And God actually takes people across impossible odds and through all kind of adversity with the power of just saying yes to what God says. So wherever we say yes to, God can do the impossible.
That's right. That's right. So we've got a lot of yes people in this room. Everybody shout yes.
Yes.
So I just want to kind of remind who we are. We are the church, and I like to do something. In fact, our staff, is this my part to do? Never mind. Hang on to that thought just a moment. I want to follow and go, but I want to remind who we are today.
I think you're about to remind everybody who we are. It's a little too fast.
You said no, I want to flow with you.
All right,
so
stay with us, sister.
I'm right here.
How many of you know she's right here? But she's ready to go wherever she wants in just a second.
Come on.
So God actually carved out a sphere of influence called LifeLink Church based on the willingness of a certain group of people, which is an expanding number of people who's just simply said yes. Yes, I'll follow you. And so we're able to watch God take territory by doing that. And that's what God's lining us up to do this year. This year is a year to take territory.
Yes.
Touch your neighbor and say, we're taking territory this year.
Territory. Taking ground.
So I want to just look real quick at a trajectory of things that God gave us from 2020 to where we are in 2022. In 2020, God gave us the scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which basically is the admonition, trust me with all your heart. Don't depend on what you know or understand. But if you trust me, I'll guide you. Trust me in all your ways. I'll guide your paths. So the only reason God ever tells us to trust him is we're going to have to follow him where we don't think it's the right way to go.
That's right.
If you were going to do that anyway, or if you only do what you want to do, you're not being led and you're not trusting. You got to trust. So God will say that. Matthew 6:33 was last year's scripture, which is the admonition to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we actually need, he'll add to us. So God was saying in 2021, on top of what I said in 2020, build, refresh your commitment to seek first the kingdom of God. Yes. This year, as we turn the corner to 2022, God is saying, now listen, I want to remind you, Matthew 5:13-16, that you're a salt and you're a light. So God's not just giving us random scriptures. He's building something in our understanding. And how many of you realize that where he's willing to lead and we're willing to go, he can take people and do the impossible.
Amen.
Amen. It's good stuff. So that practically means that I believe, as Pastor Sheree and I are really digging through this, that we see God expanding the influence of who he's called us to be this year in our region. And it's not just so we have more services, but we expand the influence of what he's called us to accomplish. When we seek first the kingdom of God, being salt and light, actually seeing real transformation. So you may be thinking, what does that practically mean for me, the person sitting listening to this today? I'm at Starbucks, or I'm in my kitchen, or I'm on my couch, I'm in the auditorium. What does that mean to me? God wants to take your world, the world you have influence over, and expand his kingdom in it. And the easiest way to think that picture through is two specific layers. Because if Jesus added you to the LifeLink family, who we are as a family actually affects and influences the rest of everything about who we are.
That's right.
And all God's children said.
Amen.
It's real. The family that you grow up in has a shaping influence in the life that you end up living. Family's supposed to have that influence. How many of you were born a human? If you did not raise your hand, I want to tell you, you were born a human. Okay, we're all born humans. But the family household you're raised in had a profound shaping influence in the way you live your life. God designed family to be that way. So when he adds you to a church family, he's not just giving you a place to go for a Christian resource for good church services. He's saying, I'm going to shape who you are in key areas of your life by what I'm doing in that family.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the reason I'm saying that is in a family, everyone has a role to play. You can tell the difference between people who raise kids and people who raise adults. If you raise, they all start the same age, but they end up two different places. Parents who raise adults take the formative years of their childhood and actually train them for the things they're going to need in order to be effective as adults.
Yeah.
Parents who raise children accommodate and coddle whatever they want all along the way and raise monsters as a result. That's extreme in two different dimensions, but you basically get the flavor of that. All right, so God intends family to have a shaping influence in the way a person is formed and framed in their approach to life. So when we talk about God wants to take your world, you have an influence in the world you live. I saw you dodging. I didn't mean to hit you like that. The world that you live in, which is every place that you operate in that's not here. Your school, your job, your home, your grocery store, your gas station, your coffee shop, your friends, your social media groups, your gaming groups, wherever you happen to be at, that's your world. You have a mission in that world. But in the house, you have a ministry in this house. So when we actually are talking about God wants to expand who you are, the best, most practical way to think about that is God wants to expand me in my ministry in the church and my mission in the world. My ministry in the church and my mission in the world. So as we're looking at the footprint we were showing earlier, when we measured that in 2006, I think it was, there were 750,000 people that lived in that footprint. It's going to take a lot more life linkers to have the influence God called us to have in that footprint. And it's going to take more than one campus. Right now, LifeLink operates in two campuses. We have a Gilbert campus and we have an online campus. But we're adding more campuses as we go because God gave us a whole region. It's got a 105-mile perimeter around it. And he said, I want you to aim to take this hill as if you could actually do it. And that's what we're doing. So you'll hear us talk about the Queen Creek is our next campus launch. You'll hear us talk about launching the campus. We're in an active expansion mode right now. So when you listen to us talk about finding your place in the church, it's not everybody, let's run over to Queen Creek. It's Where's your place here?
Come on.
And in Queen Creek?
Yeah.
Or what do we do here in this season so we're ready to take Queen Creek? Does that make sense? So in the expansion of our influence, it really does have a practical, measurable influence or application of that. God is calling us to take ground, to take territory. In order for us to do that, we all have to dig in and take steps together.
That's right.
I feel like standing up right now, but I'm going to sit on this chair anyway. The idea is we're never going to be able to take the ground that he's called us to take while we're sitting here watching the church service go by. Every one of us have got to dig in and take steps together. So when we're talking in just a moment, Pastor Tree's talking about who we are and what do we do and what's the vision God gave us, just remember, we're not rehearsing sound bites.
Right.
We're actually talking about vision process that God has said, this is what I gave you to carve out a territory that I've called you to expand into and take. Does that make sense? And your mission in the world. So it's not just your ministry in the church. Everybody needs a ministry in the church. If Jesus is adding you to LifeLink, you get to visit for a little bit. Guests don't set the table and vacuum the carpet before company comes. When you're company, you come and eat the dinner and have a wonderful time. You leave, and the family sets it up. The family hosts you, and the family cleans it up at the end. Does that make sense? But Jesus is saying, I'm adding people to the family, which means if you've been cruising for a while in those seats, I hope you've enjoyed the meatloaf. We need you in the kitchen.
All right, all right, all right.
But not just your ministry in the church. God actually called you to be the revealer of his kingdom in your world.
That's right. That's right.
So what we do in the church is a microcosm of what he says I want you to be able to do in the world. Which is why it's so important that we prioritize that weekly worship connection.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get things in this experience that God says over time, you're going to sense him moving. You're going to watch him at work. You're going to see miracles. He's going to recalibrate the way that you think. How many of you ever saw the movie Karate Kid way back in the day? All right.
Should we do any of the moves? No.
Well, I threw my back out earlier this weekend, so I don't want to throw it back out again. But anyway, if you remember that movie, there was a whole approach that Mr. Miyagi was teaching the Karate Kid. You wipe on, wipe off. Wax on, wax off. Remember that? He wanted to learn how to punch the whole time. But he said, nope, wax on, wax off. Wipe on, wipe off. What was he doing? He was calibrating his instinct so that when the moment of significance and consequence happened, he wasn't thinking, he just snapped into motion. Please listen to this. Sunday is so important, not so that you learn another song to sing or cadence to speak, but God is calibrating your spirit so that when you're at Circle K and you're behind somebody who's actually three people from the cash register and you hear the Holy Spirit says, that person has got cancer, I want to heal him right now. You know, wipe on, wipe off.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So Sunday is actually far more important than we think because it's not just about, oh, it's good service. There was lots of people here. Oh, we're a little bit light today. No, God takes every worship encounter and says, I'm training your spirit in dimensions of who I am and the dimensions of the way my kingdom works so that when you're not here in this moment, you're still doing kingdom when you're not here.
Yeah.
That's the bigger picture. So, I better quit preaching and move on.
Come on.
Hey. Inside joke. Not good. Anyway.
You're preaching good.
So, two layers. Ministry in the church, mission in the world. Everybody has a ministry in the church. Everybody has a mission in the world.
Yes.
Please engage for your benefit.
That's right.
God's going to get it done with or without you. It's just better to be on the team making it happen.
Come on.
Amen? All right. So, some examples of how those two layers actually transform people and regions. Let me just take a quick spin real quick on Matthew 15, 5, 13 through 16. Verse 13 starts with this phrase, you are the salt of the earth. Everyone say salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth. Everyone say salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth.
Verse 14 starts, says you are the light of the world. Say light of the world.
Light of the world.
Salt of the earth. Light of the world.
Light of the world.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth.
Light of the world.
Light of the world.
That's who we are.
That's right.
Okay, there's a whole series of messages in here. Not going to preach them. What I do want to say is salt of the earth is different than light of the world. He didn't say salt of the world. He says salt of the earth.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Light of the world. Think about this just for a moment. The way God changes regions is changing the people in the regions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he changes the people of a region, it literally changes the dynamic of how regions work.
That's right.
God created Adam and Eve and put them in a what?
Garden.
Garden. One of the initial commissions in that setting was, I want you to be what? Fruitful and
multiply.
In other words, take what's here and fill the earth with it. What was he implying? The whole earth was not the garden.
That's good.
But as they filled and expanded who they were, everything that they were created to be was supposed to expand and fill the earth. Similar way, he actually wants his kingdom to manifest through, in and through our lives. We're supposed to actually facilitate the kingdom of God on the planet, not just for salvation of people's souls, but the actual transformation of how it works.
Yes.
God wants to change regions
yes.
of how things work on the earth. How many of you know darkness does not need to be glorified in our buildings, in our commerce, and
right.
in our educational systems and all those things? How many of you know that's true?
That's right.
Okay, do you not know that's true or do you?
Yes.
Okay, God does not want the darkness to be glorified.
Come on.
It changes what it touches. I'm not going to go through this, but if you've never seen the Transformations series by George Otis Jr., there was a series, a documentary he did of four cities that were literally transformed in the state of California, in Colombia, Guatemala, and Kenya. And I remember being riveted by this when he actually did the documentary of this. Let me just give you a quick flavor. Imagine a community where 92% of the population is born again, where city jails have been closed for lack of crime, where agricultural productivity has reached biblical proportions. Imagine a city where 60,000 Christians jam the municipal soccer stadium for all-night prayer vigils every 90 days. Where a multi-billion-dollar drug cartel has been brought to its knees. In other words, there was a revival that happened in some of these places that didn't just fill churches with people singing good Christian songs and stop stealing and cheating on each other.
Right.
It actually changed the way their whole region works.
Yes.
The salt of the earth idea. All right? So imagine that. And light of the world. The light of the world, which means that is all the influences of structures, the people in the world, and the way they think. Light has to do with something that's been illuminated, something that was dark and confusing. Now it's been brought to light. Now you understand how it works. It's the way God, it's called truth and how it works in transformational ways in people's lives. So a lot of us, a lot to think through, but Sri, what would it be like in our region if those things happen?
Let's just think about it. How many of you have been watching the news? How many of you have been seeing some things that have happened in our city? What would it look like if we turned on the news and the reporters are saying, we don't know what's happening, but crime has gone down? That is very quiet. What would it happen if, because of the church in our region, churches came together and prayed and were salt and light, that crime came down, that marriages were restored like never before, that revival started breaking out, that there wasn't enough seats to hold all the people that were coming to the houses of worship in our city? What would it look like, y'all, if we turned on the news and things started having a different tone and a different flavor? Do you believe that it can happen? I said, do you believe that
yep.
it can happen?
Come on, you guys.
You see, you got to look at somebody and shake them and say, come on, it's time to start believing.
Look, some people are shaking each other. I love
good,
that.
Good. Because we serve a God that is a God that wants to not just meet needs, but transform lives and transforms cultures. You see, when we pray, and I will have to say, when we started our church and that map was up on the screen, we began to pray. We prayed, our intercessors prayed. We would call in the angels to have rule over the territory. Let me just say that there is spiritual territory that's happening. Before you birth anything, you have to pray it in. Pastor Dave would get in his truck, and day after day, for years, he would drive the perimeter and cast the net 100 miles a day. Because he knew nothing is birthed until you pray it in.
Yep.
Nothing happens in the natural until it is happens in the supernatural first. But we have to partner in that.
Yep.
We went out and we put stakes all south of 60, east of 101. Did I say it right?
Yep.
South of 60, there are stakes in different points as we put scriptures on those stakes. And people in our church, we went out and we said, God, this land is yours. God, let LifeLink be one of the churches in the city that does the mission well, linking people and God together for life. We called the territory in. Y'all, it's time to take ground. It's time for us to take some territory.
It
comes by prayer, and it comes by fasting, saying, God, I set apart my bless me, Lord, desires for a moment. And I say, God, let me have the heartbeat for what you have in our city.
Amen.
Let me see the people. Let me see the city like you see the city. Let me love the unlovable. Let me look at the ugly of our city and love it and go and serve it. Let me, God, see people and call them in my prayer time. I don't know what their faces look like, but God, they're your children. Let me have the heartbeat that you have so that, God, I can be a part of the great commission right here at LifeLink. We're going to link people and God together for life. Y'all, it's not going to happen by just more marketing. It's not going to happen by just better church services. It's not going to happen by just Pastor David and Cherie. We are the church.
Yep.
You are the church. And we got to get into our ministry in the church and our mission in the world. Come on, if you're going to give God a praise, give him a good one.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
So good.
Can I go to the...
Just about.
I'm almost there.
I know. If I don't let you go, you're going to pop. Okay, so when you look at what we were talking about earlier, Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That is in his first recorded sermon in Scripture.
Yes.
His last recorded words was what we call the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. In other words, he said, I'm starting to let you know, my first message, you're it. You're the salt. Hey, listen, everybody, I'm not the salt by myself.
That's right.
Pastor Cherie is not the salt by herself. We're not the paid professionals up here. You're the salt.
That's right.
You're the light. God wants you to know it and live as if that's true. You know why? It's true. We got to live that way. Then he said in the very end, just before I leave, I'm commissioning you, go make disciples. You know what he did not say? He did not say, I'm going to stay here on earth and I'll just run a circuit and I'll try to make a bunch of disciples. He said, you're it.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody look at me. You're it. You're it. We have to be reminded who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be reminded what we're here to do
mm-hmm.
and how God called this church to do it. Ready?
All right. So, church, if you haven't been through Growth Track, you've missed this part. But I'm giving you a heads up because we need to be reminded again of what LifeLink is all about. We're not just here, as Pastor Davis said, week in, week out. I'll give Pastor a 7.5 on that message. I'll give worship. Ooh, I didn't get my goosebumps. I'd say I was about a 3 today. Oh, they didn't give me to the right person to pray for during the altar call. Come on, y'all. Everybody's anointed at this altar.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But let me just say, when we seek first the kingdom of God, the Bible says that all of our needs are going to be met. When we seek first his kingdom, what does that look like? It's linking people and God together for life in your world and in the church. And so we're going to be reminded. So I'm going to call it out. And those of you that know what I'm talking about, are y'all ready? Do I need to stand up? I need to stand up. Whoa. Who are we, church?
LifeLink Church.
Stop. Let's do it again. Who are we, church?
LifeLink Church.
And what are we called to do?
Link people and God together for life.
And how do we do that? The high five, which is link, learn, lead, live, and love. Who are we, church?
LifeLink Church.
And what are we called to do?
Link people and God together for life.
And how are we going to do it?
The high five.
And what is that?
Link, learn, lead, live, and love.
Let me remind you what those are. Linking is our weekend power services together, where we come in and we not only worship God, but we're connecting with one another.
Yep.
We get the word. It's like a pep rally. Come on. So that we can explode and go out into the world and spread what we have come in and experienced on a Sunday. That's link. Link, lead. We lead.
Learn.
We link, learn. We learn. We go through growth track. Y'all, growth track happens every single week. You don't have to start at number one. You can start anytime. It's after service. And that's where you're empowered with the knowledge of your place here in this house. If God has called you here, you have a place on the bench. You're going to move from the stands down on the court.
Yep.
And you're going to stop just participating and waving your hand and saying, yay, God. But now he's going to hand you the ball and say, run a play. Some of y'all are not excited about that. Probably because you haven't been working out in the prayer closet and getting ready for what God wants to do. But we're going to learn together through the growth track on how you can be a part of that. Well, then we lead, because what you want to find out is your purpose. You're going to find your gifts, your talents, and you're going to begin to lead and serve in the house. How many of you are on the dream team? Come on, if you're on the dream team, stand to your feet. I want to give you a big hand. If
Come
you're on
you guys,
the dream team
let's
in
celebrate
the house.
Our dream team today. Awesome. You guys are world changers. Love it, love it, love it.
There are many that are in the kids' areas. Thank you. You could be seated right now, and they're watching your kids. If you're not on the dream team, we're not trying to get volunteers. We don't even call them volunteers. They are people who have this passionate heart to serve the house and serve one another. And guess what? Blessing and favor flow from that. You're a part of something bigger than you. We're not just consumers, but now we are givers in those things. That creates a synergy, not just in the church, but in your life.
Yep.
You feel like you're missing out? You are. If you're not a part of a team who's going to pray for you, who's going to serve with you, who's going to cheer you on when you're at home and you may have COVID. Come on, y'all. We are the church.
Yep.
LifeLink Church, where we connect people and God together for life. Life that we can live here on this earth and eternity. You are in a great place today. We link, we learn, we live. Did I say that right?
Lead.
We lead.
We live.
We live.
Life
and we're
groups.
Part of our small groups, which
yep.
is happening today, our showcase. We love small groups. We love small groups because the community and the connection with one another, and we're growing in godliness together. It helps our marriage. It helps our families when we're connecting and we're growing. It changes the DNA of our family tree.
Yep.
When you put your whole life in God's hands and you say, I'm here to be open and to learn God. But then life groups are not just for us. They're not just little clubs so that we can just be blessings, right? Or we can just for us. But it's the place where you want to invite people who wouldn't come on a Sunday. It's the place to come hang out with us. We're going to go hiking. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do this. It's the family to where people can come and go, Christians are not crazy. Well, we kind of are in some way. But Christians are real, genuine people who love one another and walk it out and walk true Christianity about. Are you hearing us this morning,
yep.
y'all?
Yep.
And then the last one is we love. Many of you love our local and foreign missions. And how many of you have been on some of our missions
so good.
And around the world? Y'all, there's a hurting world out there. And if we stay in these four walls and don't pay attention to it, God is noticing that. There are people that need the love of Jesus, and they need the practical things that only we can give. And when they get their needs met, they're going to open up their hearts to hear. Y'all, let's not be a church. In fact, we're not going to be that way. And those that are part of LifeLink, we are going to be about loving the community in God's practical way. We're going to be about loving missions and sending missionaries out and sending funding out so that we can advance the kingdom in other parts of the world. How many of you want to be a part of that?
Yep, I certainly
How many
do.
Of you really want to be a part of that? How many of you want to move from being a consumer to somebody that wants to be in the game?
Yeah, come on, it's so good.
That moves from the stands, that gets the jersey on and says, I'm a part of the team. And I want to be a part of seeing people one to Jesus and lives being changed. If that is you, let's give God a big shout of praise for
that.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So good.
But Pastor Dave, I feel in my spirit, I just really feel in my spirit where some people are like, yeah, that's really great, but what about me? And you're not saying it in a selfish way. You really are saying, but that sounds so exhausting, Pastor Cherie. Link, learn, lead, live, love. Oh, where's my place? I'm overwhelmed. And I'm going to say, you find your place.
Yep.
You don't have to do all of it, but you are crucial in coming into that place. And the Bible says if you seek him, he will find you. He knows your needs. But when you start thinking about others, watch what your life does. Your life will turn around. Your life will turn around. Your circumstances will turn around when you give to those who can't give back. Your life turns around. We want our church to be a church that's known for the love and the passion for Jesus and the love and the passion for people.
Yep.
That's how we win a city. That's how the region turns around. And let me tell you, God didn't give us something that he didn't equip us to do.
Yeah, he didn't give it to us as a tease.
He did not. When he gave us the scriptures and he told us to go into the world, he didn't say, do it when you feel like it. He says, do it. And I will be with you always, even into the end of the world. We are not alone, y'all. It is Christ that lives within us. And I don't know about y'all, but this is what makes me get up out of my bed every single day. It's because I have a mission.
Yep.
When my foot goes across that bed and I get up and Pastor Dave's, the devil goes, watch out. Watch out. Let's don't mess with them, although he tries really hard. But he knows that we're serious about the mission that God has placed upon this church. And I know that God has placed that hunger inside of you. But it doesn't come without prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. We may be so consumed with our own needs because they're real. We have many people in our family that are suffering right now with sickness, with health issues, with marriage issues, with financial things. How many of you can say you know somebody or you've got somebody in your family right now that you're believing for that breakthrough?
Amen.
And I'm not saying that that is not something that we need to care about, but I'm saying if we keep our eyes upon him and we continue to believe that he is the one that can heal and set free and deliver, and then we serve like there's no tomorrow, like this is our last day on earth, that Jesus is coming back in 3 days, what would you do? Who would you be talking to? How would you love your family? What would you say to your spouse before you went to bed tonight? Do y'all know what I'm saying? We got to live with eternity in mind. And that's what LifeLink is all about. It's not just a slogan. It's not just a cute saying. It's a mission, and you're a part of it. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord praise for that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so good. So we're a family on mission, and there is a next step for all of us to take. So think about this. What is your next step? What is your next step? Let me tell you one next step. God intends you to use your influence to bring others into the life-changing gospel of Christ. One of the ways you can do that is by inviting people with you. This should be the last Sunday that you get to this building or you get online without having invited somebody between Sundays to come with you. God intends us to fish for people. This is part of how we work. So I want to challenge you today to get that mindset back on. I'm here on a mission. God, who can I bring with me next week? Who can I bring with me next week? Bring them. They'll be changed. God will not waste your invite. The next step is, if you're here and you've not said yes to Jesus, your next step is to yield your life to the Lordship of Christ. Jesus paid for your life to redeem it, make all the difference in the world. Use your life for his kingdom. God's going to do something powerful in that yes. If that's the case and you're here as part of the redeemed, but you're not a part of the LifeLink family and you sense God adding you to the family, your next step is growth track. It's just pure and simple, and it won't happen by itself. You have to be the one to take that step. Let me tell you where it's at. It's always in the community room, which is just on the other side of the cafe in the lobby. It's always there about 15 minutes after service dismisses. Every Sunday, there'll be something there. And you can step right into that class in any number of weeks and get started into it. It's only 4 weeks long. If you're in that and if you've been through it, but you're not part of the dream team, your next step is come back to step 3 and step 4 and get on the dream team.
Do we want to take territory? Then we got to step in our place.
Nobody can do that for you except you.
That's right.
But God won't waste that step either.
That's right.
If you're in the dream team and you've not been a part of leadership, then your next step is step up into the dream team. In other words, there's always a next step.
Yes.
Everybody needs to step into life groups this semester. There is something for you this semester. I think I heard Pastor Tom say in the halftime, don't just rush right out of here. The life group showcase is out there so you can work your way through the tables and talk and ask questions. Say, what's this group about? God, is this the group you want me to be a part of? The data is on the website already, but that's not the same as being able to connect with a leader and ask the questions. So make sure you take advantage of that. But none of this happens by itself without prayer. So I think we need to spend some time praying this afternoon.
Do we want to take territory?
Yes, we do. Come on. Guys, do you want to take territory this year?
It has to happen in the spirit. Let's stand to our feet. Could you put the mat back on there? Could I invite the band to come back up? First, we got to ask God to give us the heartbeat for the city, the heartbeat for our neighbors, the heartbeat for our, because mostly, let me just be honest with you, we're selfish. We are selfish people because we're human. And I'm going to invite you along with myself to say, God, forgive me for just caring about myself. Lord, give me eyes to see the hurting. You may be one of those hurting people right now, and God sees you. And if somebody is in this room that says that prayer, that person may be the one that's supposed to come and talk to you and encourage you, maybe giving you a word from God. But don't count yourself out. God wants to use you.
Yeah.
God wants to flow through you. Look at somebody and say, God wants to flow through
God
you.
God wants to flow through you.
Come on. We've got to see the city. Father, we come to you right now, Lord, and we put our eyes upon this screen. Come on, let's stretch our hands toward the screen. And y'all, we need to pray. If you have a prayer language, begin to pray in the spirit. Father, we see, Lord, what you are calling us to as a church. And Father, right now, we ask, Lord, your forgiveness. Lord, each one of us, Lord, for our heart that has been thinking so much about ourselves that we haven't even seen, Lord, the needs of others around us. Forgive us, Lord God, when we have decided that we are too busy or the things that we have in our life are more important than what you've called us to do. Forgive us, Lord. And God, we ask that you cause our hearts to align right now with the vision of this house. Father, cause our hearts to move in the direction of your heartbeat. Lord, that we will hear the sound of your love for your people. Come on, church, begin to raise up your voice unto the Lord right now. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you, God, calls us, Lord, to see our neighborhoods as mission fields. Lord, that you would give us, Lord, as we're walking our dogs, as we're playing in the parks with our children, that God, you will give us a passion to begin to pray for the homes, to prayer walk the territory and claim it for the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the authority that you've given us, Lord, as Christians, as Christ followers, that we will not, Lord, be afraid of that calling, but we will step into your anointing. And God, that divine encounters will come all across this valley. Lord, with the people that are in this room and the people that are online. Father, that we lift our hands today and we say, use us. Use us, oh Lord. Speak through us in the territory that we live in the valley. Let us be a conduit of your presence. Let us, God, bring healing to those who are hurting. Let us, God, be the voice, Lord, of those that are downhearted and broken. Lord, let us lift, Lord, our praise to you in the darkest areas of the city. And let that presence, Lord, change and transform the people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we walk, Lord, not in flesh and blood. Lord, we walk in the Spirit. So let us be sensitive to the Spirit. Let us be Christ-minded. Lord, let us, Father God, give us the empowerment, Lord, to do what we are called to do. I come against every dark spirit in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all, begin to pray in the Spirit. We are a Spirit-filled church, and we believe, Lord, that your power is greater than any demonic strategy over Queen Creek, over Chandler, over Gilbert, over AJ, over Phoenix. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that there's a new strategy, that there's a new way, and your Spirit is hovering over our city to bring freedom, to bring, set the captives free. Lord, we thank you that business owners, Lord, will prosper this year like never before. Those that own businesses, Lord, I thank you that they are wealthy in Jesus' name. Lord, that they're because they put the kingdom of God first. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that our hospitals are emptying out in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease shall stay in our city. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the homes in our city are filled with peace. Lord, the people that do not know you are coming to know you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come on, church. Come on, church. Begin to pray that in. Lord, we thank you that the loved ones, Lord, that we've been believing for, this is their year. This is their year in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, God, that our schools, Lord, are turning around. Lord, that our universities are turning around. Lord, that Christians are not afraid to stand. They're not afraid to pray in the hallways, in the lunchrooms. They're not afraid. I pray for students. I pray for universities, children, and college age. God, that you will empower them, Lord, with anointing, that when they walk in the dark, that God, the light, the dark spreads and the light shines in those classrooms. I pray for teachers. I pray for principals, that God, that they will rise up and call on the name of the Lord to bring wisdom, to bring healing, Lord, to those schools in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that our city, Lord, is serving you. We declare it today in Jesus' name. Can I have some monitor right up here? I thank you, God, that our city is not going to hell. That because of our church, because of other great churches in the valley, it's going to be hard to go to hell from the Phoenix Valley.
because I thank you, God, that you have given us a mandate to go in all the world. We don't take it lightly, Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're equipping us and empowering us to be all that you've called us to be in our professions, in our homes. Father, we flow in your anointing. We flow in your power, not by might, not by our strength, but by your power.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on,
thank
receive that right Lord. Now. Thank Come on, open your hands to the Lord.
Yes, God.
Open
yes,
if you want God. More yes, power and more
God,
of his anointing to do the commissioning.
Way,
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Open that up. It's here this morning. It is here this morning. We pray for a supernatural grace, a supernatural power to rest upon
yes,
us.
God.
That we will not strive, but we will move with your leading, Holy Spirit, that you will be at every conversation, that you give us the words, that you give us the creativity, God, to reach those that in our mind and the natural
yes,
that we think
yes,
they're far gone. Oh, no, we call out in the name of Jesus for the lost sheep to come home in Jesus'
yeah,
name.
Thank you, Lord.
And we declare that your kingdom come and your will
yeah,
be done
yeah,
on earth as it is in heaven,
yeah,
as it is in heaven. Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're starting a season of prayer and fasting starting tomorrow. I need everyone to get your phone out. Go ahead and do this because we're going to be dismissed in just a moment and you won't remember how to get this done. They're going to put a screen up to show you exactly how to connect with the devotional, to connect with what we're doing every evening. We're going to have a Zoom session. We're going to spend the whole week every evening at 7 for about a half an hour praying together. There's a devotional. There's a worship playlist that you can use that's going to be a resource to you. Please take a picture of this. And then as you're leaving today, be sure that you actually text this so that you can connect with us. We'd like to see 100 or more people every night on Zoom this week. And we're ready for it. You guys ready to see God do a miracle this year? We're taking ground this year. So, Father, in Jesus' name, for your glory, do miracles through our yes, we pray, God. In Jesus' precious name, everybody said, come on, let's give the Lord some praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, baby.
I think we did some breakthrough today. I pray that each one of you, your heart keeps the fire. In fact, you're going to have to stoke it yourself. Sorry. Come every night. We're going to be praying for you that you will be filled with his power and his presence this week as you go deeper in with him. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm glad you came to church today. I'm glad I
Amen.
Came to church today.
Be sure you stop on the life group showcase on the way out. By the
yes.
way, the prayer teams are going to be here at the front to serve you if you need prayer for anything else before you go. We love you. We're praying for you, church. Get ready. This is going to be a great, great year. God bless you guys.
Jesus, you change everything in life.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.